Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Grief can destroy a child's future, and the people at the Children's Grief Centre in Limerick exists to give hope to the hundreds of children and young people who have experienced loss through death, separation and divorce in Limerick, Tipperary and in County Clare as well. To tell me more about the work that they do, I'm glad to be joined now by Senior Support Worker Teresa Kavanagh and indeed Anne Comerford, whose family have benefited indeed from their work. Good morning to you both and thanks for coming on with us today. Teresa, can I go to you first of all? Will you give me some background to what it is you do?
Good morning, Fran, and thank you very much for having us on.
Give
us the opportunity to talk about the centre, and hi to Anne as well.
Good morning.
What do we do? We provide support in a safe place where children and teenagers who are grieving can share their experiences and their feelings with somebody, I suppose, outside their own family. And they may be grieving because the death of someone significant in their life, like a parent, a sibling, a friend, or other family member, or if their parents have separated or if they're divorced. So it's really to give them an opportunity to express how they feel. And that loss can be devastating for a young person. And just to be able for them, first to know that grief is normal. It's a natural response to loss. We're all going to experience grief at some point in our lives. And that everyone's loss and their grief is different. And it'll be different for every child. So really it is just to give them a place, a safe place, to understand all that's going on in their world and to know that they're not here to be fixed, that we're here to listen to them, to give them a voice, to let them express how they feel. And so we'll always talk about feelings here. And so that's the work we do. And all the work we do is free. At the heart of our centre are our volunteers who give their time freely to work with the young people. And all our work is one-to-one. So we don't work with groups. We work with the child. And everything we do is child-centred, but very much within the context of the parents as well. And so working with grieving children, teenagers and families.
And your volunteers, Teresa, have they qualifications? Are they?
Yeah, all our volunteers who work with the children and families would be professionals who would have had a background working with children. So most of them are retired, and unfortunately, that's why at the moment they are not. We don't have our full complement of staff back at the moment because of COVID. But once we're back up and running, hopefully soon. We look forward to having all our volunteers back again.
Is there a big difference in how you might help with, you know, the grief of death as opposed to a separation, as opposed to a divorce? Are there similarities there in terms of how the child might perceive the situation?
Well, I think the three things that always accompany grief are uncertainty, change and concern. And you would have those three things with separation and with bereavement. I think for any child, anyone coming, their loss, their grief is unique to them. It's very much their own. And there is an expectation, I think, in our society, that, you know, that there is a timeline with grief, and there isn't. And we'd be very much stressing that to the children. It's not a finite process. It's something that is ongoing, probably for the rest of their lives. But it's how they learn to deal with it and how they have the coping skills to be able to deal with it. So every grief is unique to each child. How we'd work with them would be very much what is going on for them in their life, and how their parents are, say, in the separation and divorce. I think the one thing is there in our society, there are traditions and rituals around bereavement. When somebody dies, there is, you know, the funeral, there is huge support from the community. There's nothing there for parents and children who separated. And because it becomes so prevalent, often children can go into school and there is no support for them. And it can be devastating when their parents separate. And that is where we will come in to say that we're here to give you support with that. So I suppose that will be the one difference. I think that there is more support out there for when somebody dies than during separation and a divorce. But how we'd work with the children would be very much what the children bring themselves, how they feel. And there's very the feelings are very similar, and people don't tend to think of grief in separation, divorce, but the feelings would be very similar.
Of course it is, because it's loss, of course, which is what... How do you sort the difference between a natural grieving as opposed to something that is chronic and is damaging to the child?
Well, I think all our referrals are made by parents, and the parents really are the best. They would know their child better than anybody.
Mm.
So, I mean, grieving is normal. It is, as I said, it's universal. We're all going to experience loss at some point. But I think there is, as I said, I think we really do, and I suppose COVID has given us our opportunity to talk about grief now, because grief has really been brought centre stage. But there is an expectation that grief should, of what grief should look like, and that how we should grieve. And you should be, you know, after 4 years, which surely you'd have moved on with your life by now. And it isn't like that. It's ongoing, and it's for young people. It's not a straight line. They're going to revisit their grief over the course of their development. So if someone significant in their life, like a mother or father, dies when they're six, that's going to look very different. They're going to revisit that grief at different developmental stages. But that's very normal. But the time, I suppose, when parents might be worried is if a young person becomes withdrawn, if they're not sleeping, if they're isolating themselves, if they've got behavioural issues, if there's something that is, I suppose, outside of their behaviour pattern, but it's ongoing. It's not. It doesn't seem to be. Nothing seems to be helping it. Then there may be cause for concern.
Anne, can I bring you in on this? Anne, I think you lost your husband. Is that right, Anne?
Yes, my husband died in 2011, and my children were 13, 11, and 5. And I suppose Teresa has mentioned a lot of things there, that the reality of grief, nothing can prepare you for living with the loss of a loved one. And I suppose particularly for children, their world is upended, but it's as they go on and experience the events of their lives going forward, it's always going to be a part of it that he's not there. Mm. So it was 2 years after my husband passed away that I accessed the grief service. Life had gone on, and pretty much the children's lives day to day had gone on, but it just got to a point where nothing was wrong, but everything was wrong. And I suppose therein is the kernel of grief. And I suppose particularly with regards to teenagers and the service is free to everybody, that people can make a donation. But when children access the service, as Teresa says, it affects their lives up along. They actually can go back to that open door. The door is open to them until they're 18 years of age. Mm. So as teenagers, if they feel a need, it could be confirmation, it could be the football match that your dad is not there, it's the debs, it's the leaving cert.
Yes.
And you need, it's just everybody else is dead or somebody supporting, and there's nothing you can do. The one thing they want, you can't give. And I suppose as a parent, thinking about it this morning, one of the hardest things is to ask, to admit that you need help and to ask for help. Mm.
And what triggered that for you? At what point of your own grief and your children's grief did you say, we need outside help here?
I suppose, were we snapping at each other? Were they, as I say, I just couldn't fix it. And they, children are very aware of your feelings as well. So they don't want to see you upset, and they don't want to cause you upset. Mm. And you're trying to protect them, but they actually are trying to protect you. And that goes for the little small child, the 5, 6-year-old up to the teenager. So I suppose when we went in to access, it had been recommended by somebody, and I contacted the service. And I mean, and my daughter, the word she used was welcome, safe and calm. And that's how she felt after meeting Helen for the first time and accessing the grief centre. And it doesn't take it away, but it does confirm to them that they're not any different. There's many more people like them out there, and their feelings are normal. And I suppose as well, as a mother, I would have loved to have known what was said between the four walls, but particularly for teenagers, it's a confidential listening. So if they want to share it with me, they can, but they don't have to. And I think that gave them a breathing space, that they needed that space to themselves just to vent or to get off their chest or to verbalise their fears.
It's terrific for your kids who've had that. But what about you, Anne? I mean,
It prompted me reassurance that I wasn't doing anything wrong, and I suppose it did prompt me maybe to seek some help myself, but just grief is, I suppose we've all attended funerals and things over the years,
yeah.
but the reality of grief is, it's like I'm 10 years on, and this last year with COVID has been, I suppose, harder than any other year for everybody. You just miss that support of that person that has your back. And I suppose that's the learning curve with grief.
Teresa, it sounds like what you're doing is fantastic, but what about funding? How do you fund what you do?
Well, as Anne pointed out, there, our services are free, and we do receive some small percentage from the HSE to fund our paid employees, of which there are myself and our administrative staff and our fundraiser. But the actual day-to-day expenses of the centre, we need money for that and for the new centre. And the centre is the most beautiful building that has been gifted to us by the Sisters of Mercy. And it was originally a home for widowed women. And it needs to be completely reconfigured. It needs a new roof, new windows, new electrics, new heating. All the rooms have to be tailored for the children. We are going to have adult counselling rooms there as well, a library, a resource room. So it's a huge project. And so we're appealing to all of the Midwest and beyond for funding. And I have to say, we have seen a lot of children from Tipperary, and they have been amazing support for us.
Very good.
From all the different...
And how can people help you out, Teresa?
They can help us by just going to our website. All the information is on our website.
And the website is?
www.childrenswgriefcentre.ie.
Very, very good indeed. And you're based in Limerick, I think, is it?
We're based in Limerick, at Westbourne Avenue and the South Circular Road. And we're only going to be moving literally around the corner to the John Henry Newman campus, which is on the Mary Eye, Mary Macleod campus.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Very good, which is a lovely area around there. Listen, lovely to talk to you both. And Anne, thanks for sharing with us.
Thank you, Teresa,
we wish you the best with a fantastic endeavour and a fantastic support. Thanks very much for coming on with us today, Teresa Kavanagh and Anne Comfort. News and information is up next.
Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Subaru dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.